Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Tuesday, June 4th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Breaking news from early this afternoon, Jez Butterworth's new play, The Hills of California, is heading to Broadway in the fall. This marks Butterworth's first Broadway venture since 2019's acclaimed The Ferryman. It is currently playing through June 15th at the Harold Pinter Theatre in London's West End, where reviews were mostly positive. The dark comedy follows, per the New York Times, a group of singing sisters who have gathered at their childhood home in northwestern England because their mother is dying of cancer. Sam Mendes will direct. The producing team is led by Sonia Friedman, No Guarantees, led by Christine Schwarzman, and Neal Street Productions, Mendes's company. The cast and a ticket on sale date will be announced later. The Hills of California will play a limited run at the Broadhurst Theater. Previews begin September 11th before an official opening on September 29th. This year's Tony Awards pre-show will be co-hosted by Utkarsh Ambudkar and Julianne Hough, it was announced today. Once again called the Tony Awards Act 1, it will feature the presentation of the first round of Tonys, including the Design and Orchestrations categories. Viewers can access the show at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on June 16th on Pluto TV, the free online portal used to access movies and television shows. The primetime Tony ceremony, hosted by Ariana DeBose, will follow at 8 p.m. on CBS and streaming on Paramount+. Presenters and performers for the pre-show and main telecast will be announced in the coming days. Singer-songwriter Josh Groban is on tap to host the 15th annual Jimmy Awards later in the month, honoring over 100 of the finest high school musical theater performances of the year across the United States. Recently seen on Broadway as the title figure in Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street, Groban is also a philanthropist and advocate for arts education through his Find Your Light Foundation. This year's Jimmys will take place on June 24th at the Minskoff Theater. Tickets go on sale to the general public June 10th at BroadwayDirect.com. For those who cannot make it in person, the Jimmys' YouTube and Facebook channels will also be streaming the entire ceremony for free. It will be online beginning at 7:30 p.m. on the 24th and will remain online through the 27th. In casting updates, Addie Roy begins performances in Broadway's Aladdin tonight in the title role. He has been in the show's national touring company since 2022 and was last seen on Broadway in 2021 in Jagged Little Pill. Aladdin celebrates 10 years at the New Amsterdam Theater. And finally today, the latest Broadway grosses were published for the week ending Sunday, June 2nd. Most shows took a tumble last week, even despite following the holiday weekend. At least a few notable stars were absent from their respective shows for some time. Jessica Lange fell ill at Mother Play, though that didn't seem to affect their grosses at the Helen Hayes Theater. Steve Carell missed 5 performances of Uncle Vanya due to illness. And Daniel Radcliffe was also out half the week for a pre-planned absence from Merrily We Roll Along. On the flip side of things, Ben Platt began his concert residency at the newly reopened Palace Theater. His first 6 shows sold over $650,000 at 87% capacity. Other newcomers, like The Outsiders, Hell's Kitchen, The Wiz, Suffs, and Stereophonic, held relatively steady at the box office, with Hell's Kitchen cracking the top 5 grossers for the first time. Cumulative gross took a 5% dip last week, and attendance dropped 2%. Just 13 of Broadway's 35 running shows hit 7 figures, with 17 of them playing to at least 90% capacity audiences. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.